Later that evening, after being reunited with Teru and Andor, Ruby takes Kapoor aside.
Your mother is on her deathbed.
She carries that bed around with her.
Your mother sent me here to bring you back.
I don't want to go back.
I figured.
I'm good King Kapoor. In what other universe could I find a job like that?
You got a point.
Have you seen my beautiful queen?
Yes, she's very cute and fuzzy. Now, will you promise me something?
What?
Will you let your mother know that you're okay?
If she knows where I am, she'll come here to me.
Oh, come on. How's she going to get here?
Mother always finds a way.
Well, right now she's in no condition to travel.
Is she that bad?
I think so.
All my life I've been trying to escape my mother.
Are you saying you'll be happy when she finally kicks the bucket? Could you repeat that? That's what I thought. Shame on you.
It's now the middle of the night. Everyone is fast asleep. Suddenly, the castle begins to vibrate. It begins to tilt this way and then that way. Andor awakens to feel the whole castle shaking and shuddering as though it's about to sneeze.
Is this an earthquake?
Andor staggers down the hallway, which is pitching him back and forth. He braces himself on the door jamb and raps on Ruby's bedroom door.
Ruby!
Andor, what the hell is going on?
I think we're moving.
Is the ground moving or are we?
I'll look out the window. Maybe I can see.
Furniture is bouncing all around.
It's dark out there.
Can't you see anything?
There's a couple of faint moons, but I can't. A tree just went by.
A tree?
I think so.
Just one?
Well, no, another one just passed.
Are they moving or are we?
I think it's both.
You mean the trees just pick up their roots and walk?
It looks that way. Wow, just saw a boulder go by.
A rolling rock?
It was walking.
A rock with feet?
It's too dark to tell.
I gotta see this.
All the trees look like they're moving.
Are you saying everything is in motion?
I don't think the hills are, but just about everything else.
You mean everything is alive, including this castle?
It looks that way.
Is this natural, or did they create it?
I think it's biotechnology.
You mean they not only grew this castle, but the rocks and trees? Everything is engineered?
It's possible. We've stopped moving.
Does this castle have little feet?
I think we've settled down.
Good. Maybe I can get some sleep.
I wonder if we're grazing.
Do castles graze?
They have to sustain themselves.
You mean it's like we're inside a big cow?
I think it's more vegetable than animal.
Oh, well. I'm going back to bed. Good night, Andor.
Good night, Ruby.
Oh, God. Is everything alive? I hope this bed doesn't decide to go for a stroll in the middle of the night. What was that? Someone was standing there, but now they're not. Are there spooks in this place?
Later that morning, TJ Teru questions the Grand Wazir about the events of last night.
I swear, my bed was rocking back and forth.
That happens.
Even when you're alone?
Most nights.
I see. So tell me, Wazir, what is it you do besides answer the door?
I pilot the castle.
You do?
I do.
Do you wear goggles?
Not usually.
How about a hat?
I wear my fez.
I see.
Did you notice that today is different than yesterday?
Where I come from, that is often the case.
Did you look out the window this morning?
No, never. Not until I have had my morning cigar.
Allow me.
Mercy.
Are you ready?
All right. Out of the window, I shall peek. Gadzooks. The mountains have vanished.
We are not where we were.
Why not?
We moved.
Castle and all?
Correct.
Did we float away?
We walked away.
Castle and all?
Correct.
We are today where we were not yesterday?
That's right.
Well, Wazir, that's quite a feat.
Actually, it's a lot of little feet.
Remarkable.
Would you like to pilot the castle?
Do I need a permit?
You have my permission.
Good enough for me.
This way.
Can I wear your fez?
No.
Oh, Come on.
Ruby and Queen Rodentia have a talk.
Tell me, how did you meet Kapoor and wind up marrying him?
Well, he just appeared one day. At first I thought he was so strange. Well, my father, the good King Porcupinus, had recently passed. I was in mourning, and there was a knock on the door.
Yes?
My name is Rodent Kapoor.
Yes?
I am from another universe.
And you dropped by for a visit?
Actually, I'm trying to hide.
Whom shall I say you are hiding from?
My mother.
And have you succeeded?
It's too soon to tell.
I came down to see who was our visitor, and I saw this strange little man who looked a little like us. So I invited him in for tea.
I'm so sorry to hear about your father. I never knew my father.
Well, my father, the good King Porcupinus, was very kind and very generous.
Was he bristly?
He could be. How did you know?
Just a wild guess.
Tell me about your father, Rodent.
I never knew my father. I don't even know his name.
You don't?
No, whenever my mother mentions my father, she calls him that rat. Sometimes she calls him that little weasel.
What an interesting mother you have.
You don't know the half of it.